After Party every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on the B-side. Tune in and call in so we can talk about everything from relationships, religion, politics, sex, travel, or gardening. Remember, Bree TV every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the After Party. See you at the party.
My mental thoughts at play. A ghetto sauce you are, and I'll be your sexual chocolate bar. And I gotta keep strong for the cause, and you gotta keep me strong for the tours. Brother, man, and me, damn the family. What else could we be with no one understands us but me? You were the first to tame me. Big T, I'm out.
Thank you.
6 to 8 p.m. Bree TV. Live on theafterparty.com. theafterparty.com. You can log on and listen online. Click the B-side and then Bree TV. You can go to my Facebook page where I broadcast live at Bree, B-R-E, dot TV, dot 2016. You can download the app from your App Store or Apple iTunes, the After Party Radio app. You can call in at 214-717-4827 and talk about whatever. You can ask me whatever you want to ask me today. I'm sort of kind of in a mood, and I'm not quite sure why. Not necessarily a bad mood, but a little bit of a funk maybe, and I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I'm going to have a couple folks come in a little bit later. Yes, Jamie, I'm on iTunes. They're going to come in a little bit later, and we're going to talk about whatever we talk about. Today's kind of a potluck kind of day. Everybody's bringing whatever they bring into the table. Yeah. I'm just having a day. I don't know what this is. And I'm not necessarily having a bad day, just a day in general. And I find I'm gonna talk through this because I'm kind of trying to avoid talking about what I want to say, but it'll come out eventually. But anyway, so I was having this. I was on Facebook today, and this is probably what's kind of started it, this whole thing with Aaron Hernandez. It bothers me that people are so stupid. Now, before anybody gets their panties in a bunch and acts like I'm talking to them, if you think I am, then I probably am. Because people who are smart don't necessarily take offense to somebody randomly talking about stupid people. When people talk about stupid people around me, I just kind of look at them because you couldn't possibly be talking to me. However, I commented on a post and about Aaron Hernandez and how he committed suicide. A couple things. A, I am so sick to fucking death of you stupid fucking conspiracy theorists. Everything ain't a goddamn conspiracy. All you guys are doing is slowing down the goddamn boat. We can't get to where we're trying to go because you guys keep slowing it down, acting like everything's a conspiracy. Stupid. It's just dumb. Stop talking. Stop. Stop fucking talking. Seriously. So anyway, so somebody posted about Aaron Hernandez having committed suicide. And then, you know, a couple other people posting. And so somebody else posted, basically, it was bothering them that I guess people were not concerned that Aaron Hernandez, that he committed suicide. And then you have the couple whack jobs that are in there saying, well, I think it was murder. Well, honestly, I don't give a flying fuck if he was murdered. I cannot think of a better candidate to be murdered. He is in that group of people that if you are in prison and somebody murders you, I have zero sympathy for you. None. So this dude, and I don't know if he was or not. I don't know if he killed himself. I don't know. I don't presume to know. But this dude was upset that people weren't upset about his loss of life. Listen, the loss of all life is not bad. It just isn't. There are people who do things that are so heinous, that are so mean-spirited, that are so horrible, they should die. They should die. And I do understand that everybody agrees with the death penalty. I completely get it. And I respect that, you know, you are, I get it. However, the natural order of things dictates that if you are doing X, if you are a pedophile, if you are a child rapist, you deserve to die. I have zero sympathy for you. I don't care how you get dead. Just get there.
Right, Jamie. People like Aaron Hernandez, who basically killed at least three people. Now, he may have been acquitted of the double murder, but it's just because they muddied the water enough to say that the person that was testifying against him actually did it. So, you know what? Well, we can't really find him guilty of this. That's fine. But he still, let's just say for shits and giggles, he killed the one person. They know he killed that person. When you have a career in the NFL and you piss it off because you want to be gangster, come on, really? That dude is garbage. And the guy that's on this Facebook post is saying how he came from a really nice family background, two-parent household, and he was good until his father died. So his father passes away, and then he couldn't trust anybody anymore. First of all, how the fuck do you know? How do you know what was going on in that household? Lots of people don't have parents. My father's dead. I haven't killed anybody. Nobody. So because his father died, we are supposed to feel like, oh, you know what, or we should just dismiss the bullshit he did. Two things can function with me at the same time. One of them being, if it's even the truth, let's just say for shits and giggles, it's the truth. One of them could be, you know what, he was a good kid, his dad died, he was traumatized. That's kind of a bad situation. But what also resides in that same place is, you still know better than to goddamn start killing people and hiding guns and dumping bodies in landfills. You know better than that. So however sorry I may feel about your childhood, please understand, you did kill somebody. It wasn't in self-defense. Not you just killed two people without any concern to the, you didn't think about what you're losing, which is stupid. Jamie said, let's not forget about the candy flavored bubblicious that put him at the scene of the crime. Evidently, Jamie's an investigative reporter. But anyway, you can have a terrible thing happen and still be a bad person. I don't care how it affects you. And then the guy is on here crying about he has a family. He knew he had a fucking family before he killed those people. How am I supposed to feel more compassion for your kid or give more thought to your child than you do? So I'm supposed to think about your kid and feel like, you know what, it's terrible that her dad did that, so I shouldn't say anything truthful about her father because he has a kid. Stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. The next thing with that whole bit is this dude would go through and he's typing a paragraph to clearly looking for attention or in an attempt to be thought well of or to appear to be smart. Those people are so commonplace on Facebook or on social media, it's ridiculous. Because here's the deal. Dumb people don't ever know that they're dumb. Like, they never realize that when you're talking about something, people who know about that thing know right away that you don't know. I have been around enough people in my lifetime dealing with people who want to make themselves appear to be more than they are. I know what it looks like, okay? So this dude, someone else, a guy basically disagreed with him and he called the guy small-minded. He then, said a couple other things to him. So by the time I got to the comment, when I started to comment, I, disagreed with him. But I recognize I have an opinion like everyone else has an opinion. I know because I'm a woman, first of all, and black, that people look and also I have a very, my personality is huge. I have a big voice. So I know when I say things, sometimes people, they hear it, but it comes off as harsh to them, which is fine. That's cool. It doesn't necessarily bother me. What does bother me is when men especially try to dominate me. they want to tell me what I should do, tell me how I should speak, tell me what I should say, the tone of voice that I should say it in, so that they are comfortable. I give exactly zero fucks about all of this, about all of it. Here's the deal. If I don't like somebody or if I don't like something about someone, you know what I do? Stay the fuck away from them. I don't have any sense of whether it's entitlement, arrogance, whatever that is. I don't feel like I need to make people conform to what I like. That's not for me to do. I don't know what the universe's plan is for you. So you do whatever it is that you do. If you are, now I will, if I think you're talking crazy and you may end up in a bad situation because of it, I may pull your coattail about that. But because you disagree with me does not mean that I am going to tell you that you shouldn't be X way or that you need to do this so that I feel better about it. That's not my place. That's not my place. And quite frankly, I really don't care, you know, but he then proceeds to talk to me after a man has disagreed with him. He proceeds to talk to me, and I would read it to you, but he fucking deleted it and I think blocked me. He wasn't even a friend of mine. I don't even know how that punk blocked me. I don't care. Ugh. So I basically commented and said, he was saying, you don't know that man's history. Well, you're right. I don't necessarily know his intimate history, but I know he killed some people and I know it wasn't in self-defense. So, whatever for him. So anyway, so he goes on and he then tells me that I'm disrespectful, which is one of the stupidest things in the world that people say. And the only people who talk about being disrespected or people being disrespectful are either black people or people who are low on the socioeconomic end of things or came out of a low socioeconomic situation or have very little education, because other people don't care. I don't care what you say to me where you feel like I'm never going to look at somebody, whatever they say, and go, well, I'm ready to fight because this person disrespected me. Who are you that you need to determine that people have to respect you? If it's not completely out of line, then what's the big deal? And how the hell do you think other people know what is disrespectful to you? It's stupid. It is stupid to say that you're being disrespected. There's certain situations where that's the case, but oh, well, because I disagreed with him, I'm disrespectful. No, you're an idiot. And I was cool because I really didn't name call or anything, which I'm pretty good at. But I didn't name call or say anything like that. And we just kind of went. And it wasn't even, I could tell that he was upset about it. And so I basically was like, look, dude, whatever. I'm taking a nap because it was probably about 8 o'clock in the morning. The world did not require my attendance until 1 this afternoon. So I stayed in the bed. Well, when I woke up, I went to check something or other online or on Facebook, and I had been tagged in, or, you know, somebody else had commented. It wasn't him because I was pretty much done with that conversation. And I basically told him I was done because I was going to bed. Well, there was somebody else there, a couple other people. So I just kind of went to see what their comments were. And so it actually happened to be a daughter of a friend of mine. And I didn't realize it right off. But she basically was talking to him about microaggression and basically how he, because I disagreed with him, how he talked to me about my tone of voice. This is, first of all, who the fuck do you think you are to talk to me about any goddamn thing? My tone of voice, my hair, my physical appearance, whether I clip my toenails or not, what the fuck does it matter to you? And the fact that you do that tells me a lot about you. None of it is good, and I don't fucking like you. When I discuss relationships with people, this is going to be a therapy day for me, just so we're clear. But when I discuss relationships with people and just how people relate to each other, and not necessarily romantic relationships, it could be brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, you know, children and parents, it can be whomever. But when I discuss these things with people, I really try to be, mindful in dealing with people, not to be like super, I don't want to be out of line necessarily, because I am aware that sometimes I come off as a little pushy, but I don't want to necessarily be out of line with them. But with this dude, and I will say in terms of, because one of the things, one of the big things that people are talking about now is romantic relationships with black men and black women. And this whole thing with Serena, you know, being engaged to a white guy, and now she has apparently announced that she's 4 months pregnant, maybe. It's something, some number of weeks. I've never had a baby. I don't count weeks like that. You got to tell me in months. And I know that months or the week things matter with the length of the pregnancy, but I don't know. So anyway, she's about 4 months pregnant is what I gathered. And I just popped in to read a couple comments. And it is really disheartening, because there are people on there, a black guy saying, "Well, I can't wait until all the black women who comment about black men dating white women say something about her, or that they're not going to say anything about she's dating a white guy," and blah, 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 blah. Here's the deal. In terms of interracial dating, black men have dated other than black women at a much higher rate than black women ever have. We are loyal to the point of being foolish with black men. And so when something like that happens, when Serena is dating or marrying a white guy and people get upset about it, it bothers me that people don't go back a little bit, that people don't review just recent history. Black women, okay, we don't owe y'all shit. We don't owe black men a goddamn thing. And let me tell you why we don't owe you anything. Because historically, we have done everything we are fucking supposed to do. Everything. We have carried you all when you couldn't carry yourselves. We have, if you couldn't work, we work. And I don't even mean just recently, but we, it fucking grates my nerves when people talk about, when black men talk about how horrible they are treated. I understand that. I have witnessed that. What I will tell you is this. Everything that you have gone through, we have gone through. Do you know what the difference is? The difference is black men have had black women to fall back on. Black women have been your soft place to land. Black women have been your uplift. Black women have been your motivation. We have been your cheerleaders, your greatest cheerleaders. Even when you didn't have anything, we were there. Y'all don't give us that as a group. You all don't give us that. And I don't mean each and every black man to a man, because obviously there are some who are good men. But when you as a group don't do the shit you're supposed to do, and there is the constant threat, the constant reminder of a few things. A, as black men, you're in high demand. You're the dudes that everybody wants. Okay, so as men, you basically make sure we understand that if we're not willing to put up with whatever shit you got going on, you will go someplace else. To for you to, I'm trying to figure out how I want to word this, for you to wage your existence to get pussy and to break women down is horrific. It's horrific. For you to tell black women in word or deed that basically, you know what, I don't want the best of you. I want the one who is going to allow me to get away with the most. That is ugly in so many ways is fucking ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. And then to turn around and use the mind fuck on black women that somehow we shouldn't date other men is stupid, because everything that you have gotten, you got it from a black woman. And before anybody gets all sensitive and starts crying, because that's what y'all like to do, listen, we have been there when no one else was there. We have done all that we needed to do and more. This relationship, and again, not each and every black person, so if I'm not talking to you, shut up, do not message me, do not, nothing, because I'm not talking to you. This relationship is like putting money in a bank that you can't get out. It's like putting, you go and put $100 in a bank and you get $10 back. Who the fuck does that? At what point do you realize as a person, as a human being, that this is a bad investment? It's a bad investment. And to bring this back around to dude on the post today, if you are a man, if you are a black man, and you are talking to a woman about her tone of voice, really? That's cool? That's the exact same thing as white people basically telling black people, oh, you know what? Don't take that tone with me, boy, or don't look at me that way, or don't this or don't that. And you know why they did it? They did it because they felt like it was their ordained right to do, that God gave them the right to talk to black people, that God positioned them over black people. So if you as a black man take that same attitude and demonstrate that behavior to black women, the difference is not then race. The difference is gender, and you're still an asshole. Stop talking crazy to people. Stop talking crazy, especially me, people, because I'm not in the mood for it. And then what was really funny is after the other girl kind of told him, you know what, this is, you know, and she was really cool about it because she was like, well, you know, microaggression is, you know, blah, blah, blah. She goes that everybody has to kind of check themselves to make sure that they are not doing that with someone or, you know, treating someone in that way, because you know we do live in a society where it's very prevalent and you do have to kind of pay attention, which made me stop and think maybe I need to watch myself. I don't think I do it, but I need to watch myself just to be sure. His comment again was, I was rude, I was all these things. So then I wasn't being nice anymore. So I get back on the post and I go, well, I was going to type something really long for you, you know, and go through this whole bit and kind of explain stuff. And I go, I'm not going to do that. I go, basically, you're a pussy. And then I explain why. And I did that thing that I do where I was kind of like, you know what, your parent, I can tell that you're very insecure as an adult, as a man, you're insecure. And I can tell that your parents didn't reassure you as a child. They didn't talk to you. They didn't hug you. They didn't let you know that, you know what, if you have some small failures, it's okay. They encourage you rather and tell, you know, go ahead and try this again. And, you know, see what you can get accomplished, or let's see, let me show you what you need to do, or let's just keep trying it. You know, there was no encouragement there. So he's one of those dudes that has gotten on social media and wants to be the smart guy, which is fine. Except there's other smart people there. And when someone doesn't agree with you, if your response to them is based upon their gender, their race, their age, their whatever, that's kind of stupid. It would be different because my response to him, I don't care what dudes say. Right is right to me. I don't care if it's a man, a woman. It could be a cat or a chicken for all the hell I care. My deal is, as long as you're right, even if you disagree, I don't really care then either. But just kind of have a reasonable point, I guess. But you can disagree. I'm still not going in on you. But if you start calling me names, then I'm getting you. And it's that simple. And I think that as the relationship with, as this relates to the relationship between black men and black women, I feel like as a group, and again, not that anybody is completely perfect, not a single individual or a group of people, but black women have done a ton. And at any point, I posted that I wish that black men would do the same as black women. I'm not asking you to do more. Just do what we do. We understand. There are times where, because of our situation in the country, you know, maybe your home life, whatever it is, historically we have issues, but we understand those things about you all, but you don't seem to understand them about us. people passed, somebody passed around a meme, and it basically showed four different women. One was a white woman, one was Asian, one was maybe Puerto Rican or Mexican or Latina, and then the one in the bottom right hand corner was a black woman. And the meme basically said, when you speak to different women, and it was about all the other three women were really, really nice. And hey, how you doing? You know, that kind of thing. And then it got to the black woman, and they got a picture of a black woman giving you attitude and then saying, well, what are you looking at? Black men, can you all do us a favor and stop passing this shit around and acting like we the worst things in the world until y'all need something? Because when you need something, then you come to us.
Hey, hey.
What are you doing? Well, hi, I got people coming in here in the middle of my shit and got them. Come on in here.
Hey.
He done came in with a camera. What is this?
How you doing?
You Samoa too, ain't you?
No.
Or Tongan, you ain't. You big like them.
I like your spirit. We've been watching you on the way here.
Have you?
Yeah, we
truth.
Have.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was on a roll. But anyway, you can have a seat if you want.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to join us? You want to chat? Give me a sec. No. I'm going to keep talking, but what I'm going to do at some point here when I signal you, then I'm gonna take a break, but I want to get this thought process out so we can go ahead and start with this, because now I'm on a roll and I'm kind of pissy about it.
I heard.
Oh, my God. They have bothered me today, and this dude, which was horrible, I mean, he's just talking shit, basically, for no apparent reason, and then I'm going to tell you what he did, which really is what kind of irritated me, because I can't stand a punk man. I cannot stand a punk man, but I'm going to tell you what he said to me.
What did he say?
He sent me a message.
It said what?
I don't know how to find it.
You don't even remember his name? How long ago?
He's not my friend. It was today. It was earlier today, but because he's not my friend, then he's not my friend, so give me a minute. I'll find it. But basically, he called me names and told me I was a horrible person.
Why?
Because I just didn't agree with whatever the hell he said.
Because
my balls are bigger than his, basically. No, it was more so about that stupid-ass Aaron Hernandez. And another thing, I don't know why you hang your hat on Aaron Hernandez. He's a murderer.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that today.
Get that side of that microphone over.
This one?
Yeah. That's yours.
Oh, I get a microphone.
Yeah. Got a whole room full of them. Yeah, but he...
Okay, yeah, because I heard a lot about it, and, you know, people are, like, debating whether, like, he was really murdered in jail or if he, like, committed suicide. But I was like, well, I mean, it's not like he did anything for this country.
And even, here's the thing, though, even if you did, my deal is you can live your whole life and do good things, you know, and be a decent person, but what the fuck? You killed somebody, so if you, one thing can define your life.
Right.
One thing. Can define your life. If, in fact, I can't with these people. I can't.
I'm over it because everybody's like, it's like we're all supposed to pay homage to.
Here's my thing. I don't even necessarily care so much about him. I kind of have an opinion about it. But my problem is people who act as if because someone disagrees with you that something's wrong with them. First of all, it's a stupid stance to take. Who cares? I don't care if he has a kid. He should have thought about his kid. You know, there's some shit I'm never going to do because I'm not going to embarrass Shirley Jean.
Right.
Because if you, first of all, she
Shirley Jean going to come up here real quick.
She's in Kansas City, so she can't get me. But the only way she find out about this is if my people tell on me, and I don't really care. I mean, what am I? My mother knows I cuss, so you know what?
Right.
Like my uncle told me, oh well, niece, I saw the very first. I listened to your radio show for the first time, and it was Wednesday, and that was like 2 weeks ago. It was the gay show where it was all gay men. So it took me a second to figure out what he was talking about. And I just kind of cut my eye at him, and I was like, "Hi, uncle. Sorry, uncle." And then we both laughed, and I walked off because you have to have a balance, I think, between being. I am my mother's child, but I am not a child, and that's my uncle, but. I cuss.
But you're you. You're supposed to be you.
Oh, my God, yes. So anyway, so this dude, and there's some smaller things at play here, one of them being the whole bit with Aaron Hernandez, and I get anybody can have, I mean, everybody has an opinion. I completely understand that.
Right.
But because someone disagrees with you to be nasty, I guess, well, actually, it wasn't even so much of being nasty. He really thought he was being slick, like he was smart. You are not smarter than me. I'm the queen of getting it, motherfucker. I am the queen of it.
She's
I
not promise. Lying.
Ooh, I will get you and be nasty as I can possibly be with a straight face.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and that's okay. But just because our opinions aren't the same, don't mean that you're right and I'm wrong, or yours is better than mine.
Right. And just stop talking crap. But the thing that got me is, if you're going to be an asshole to everybody. Don't pick me because I'm a girl.
Oh, yeah. Then yeah, that's being sexist. That's being sexist and trying to feel like, because I'm a man, I'm better than you, and what I say is better than you.
Right. This is what he told me. He said, before you attack someone, check their background. I ain't got to check your fucking background. This is why you're a pussy. Because if you were actually a dude, you wouldn't even be talking to me about checking your background.
If you were a man, the definition of a man. And you have to tell me to check your background.
He's dumb. I already know your background. So he said I should check his background. Your statements were ungrounded, immature, and honestly very rude. I bet I could beat him up.
Probably.
That conversation right there tells me I could beat him up. Ungrounded, immature, and honestly very rude. I don't know you, and you don't know me. But your statements toward me were uncalled for.
He's pussy. Probably a mama's boy.
He's a pussy. That's why I called him that. That's why I said it.
He's probably a mama's boy.
Whatever.
And ain't never been, just been sheltered by his mother.
And here's the problem with this. You blocked me, or he deleted all the stuff, because I should have screenshot it because it was great. But he deleted all the comments. But the thing is, it doesn't matter whether you blocked me or not. I'm already in your head because I called you out.
Right.
And the way that I called you out was crazy. And then I called you a pussy. So if you don't have to be my friend, I'm going to be rattling around in that empty head of yours
right,
while you're sleeping.
Because the fact that you turned around and deleted everything means that I got into your head to make you feel some type of way to go back and delete everything.
Look, then he told me, again, I'm done with it. What do you mean again? If you're done with it, you wouldn't be talking to me again. So you're not done with it.
Why are you still messaging me? I would have been like, didn't you block me?
This is when I figured out he did. He goes, but I asked that you watch your tone.
Who are you, my father?
Who are you talking to? Because my daddy didn't talk to me like that either. I had the exact same tone that Wyatt had, so we didn't have any problems.
She said me and Wyatt the same person.
Pretty much. Me, Wyatt, and Greg, the same person occupying three different bodies. Absolutely. He said, but I ask that you watch your tone and think about another person's perspective before putting them down. You are a disgusting individual.
I just want to know where he grew up.
So my response to him was, so I was right, you are a pussy.
It's no mercy out here. It's no mercy out here for these.
I'm going to have to do a whole show on relationships with black folks, because honestly, I felt today like we can't make any progress. Not as a group, as a unit. It's hard to make progress because there's so many fucking hangups. Because to me, the thing that makes a person racist is the exact same illness that makes you sexist.
Right. Yeah, I mean, because it's one and the same. At the end of the day, it's segregation, no matter which way you put it. It's just putting a title on it.
Or thinking you better than somebody else for no apparent reason other than you're you. Which
pretty
is
much.
Dumb. It's, anyway. So, Eric, can I get some more Bob Marley, please? I'm going to take a break and move my phone so you can see my people in here.
Don't let them fool you. wedding day into a reality at the Black Bridal Experience, presented by Our Weddings Magazine. Save the date, June 23rd and 24th, and meet a selection of amazing vendors who can assist you with planning your dream wedding. Don't miss our bridal-inspired fashion show featuring designs by the Fashion Opera House, Faith Diva, Martha Ruiz Designs, and more. For tickets and info, visit theblackbridalexperience.eventbrite.com. Like Our Weddings Mag on social media and see past issues at ISSUU.com/Our Weddings. Our Weddings Magazine is the only Black bridal lifestyle magazine for Black brides and grooms.
'Cause through these trying years, we gonna...
May 13th. Come out and join us at our third annual Fat by Design Mother's Day Awards Brunch. Saturday, May 13th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brick House Lounge, Arlington. We've got food, music, vendors, and a special Mother's Day tribute that you don't want to miss. So save the date, Saturday, May 13th, 11 to 2. And to vote for your favorite nominee and purchase tickets, go to www.fatbydesign.org. What are you waiting for?
Aw, yeah. Aw,
yeah.
Feels good. Feels good.
Day's over and I got it made. Like Johnny Kemp said, I just got paid and I'm ready to mingle. Young man single and free, ready to get busy. Down to party hardy and have a good time. All I need is a partner in crime. Call up the homies and hope they might say they're down to paint the town red tonight. Look in the closet and pull out the hype gear. Hook up a high top fade and I'm out of here. To a disco or a party of some kind. Hope that I would find myself a good time. Before I'm through and the night is done, man, I'm gonna have fun.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Of the world seem miles away. The only thing that matters is a good time that can be had with the help of a good rhyme. The DJ's hype more than up to par. Uh-oh, there goes a cutie at the bar. So I stroll on over and say hi and tell her I'm the P-L-A-Y. And would she like to dance a while? I'll do anything to see you smile, you see. My job is to take you higher. After a couple of songs, I'll inquire. Having fun? Well, I ain't done. The best is yet to come.
Kid, we sure had good fun while it lasted. Hung out with friends
and hit the skins.
Next week we're gonna do it again.
Again.
Ain't no money.
counter creation.
Okay, we talking already. Sorry, y'all. Okay, listen, y'all gonna have to be on Facebook Live to catch whatever everything right. that's going on here, because I'm still gonna finish this thought, and y'all ain't gonna have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about, but we gonna finish this. So here is the deal. If we're talking about the original sin and why women, how people say dumb shit about women and why you have fucking cramps or you have contractions when you're having a baby. It's stupid. Stupid. Listen, there is a baby in there. It is encased in a muscle. Obviously, there's the sac, that whole bit. But it's a muscle. So when you go to have a baby, you are having contractions because it's time for that little fucker to come out of there. That is why you have contractions, not because Eve told Adam to eat the fucking apple. And to my next point, if in fact, as a child, if my mother told me not to do something, I'm not doing it. Period.
Right.
You cannot make me do it. You mean to tell me, this is why I say men are punks. You mean to tell me that God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, came and said, you know what, homeboy? You can have everything as far as you can see. Everything. You can walk. And as you walk and get further, that stuff you see, that new stuff, that's yours too. You can have everything except for this tree. Don't eat off of this tree right here. And we're going to say it's an apple. I don't know if it's an apple or not. I don't even think the goddamn story is true. Yeah, I don't even think it's true. I don't think it's true. I think it's made up to oppress fucking women, and I'm sick of it because y'all done caught me on a good one today. So, God tells you not to, you can have everything and not to eat of this particular tree. You mean to tell me that you let a skirt talk you into eating off that tree? You deserve to go to hell. And I don't even really believe in hell either, but you deserve to go there if there's a place. Because how is that? How are you not strong enough to understand that you shouldn't do that? I don't even believe it actually happened. I think it's just a story that people tell. But because men have always been afraid of women from the very beginning, they have always sought to oppress women. And because they do, all these crazy stories in the Bible are about women doing bad things, or Mary Magdalene was a whore.
But it makes you question a man, because, okay, if you're supposed to be the superior, then why was I as a woman able to talk you into doing something?
And I don't believe I came out of your fucking rib either. Now that we're talking about it, I think you just deformed. How about that? I know I ain't came from nobody's rib, because man ain't gave birth to nothing but confusion and fucking war. Men have a spirit of destruction. No. Now, we're going to go on to something else, because I'm going to have
She gonna have a fit about all this,
right? Because it's so dumb, and y'all done got me cranked up on the radio about this. I was gonna avoid this if at all possible. I think I made it 9 shows, so fucking pat me on the back. God, I can't.
It happens.
Listen, and you chicks,
at some point you got to,
right?
At some point you have to make awareness to everything that we go through as women.
And men don't care. Listen, women don't care. A lot of them don't, but here's
women
the thing.
Don't care either. A lot of women are okay with men oppressing them, and it's to a certain extent, you just gotta look at it like, hey, all right, well, that's you. That's your choice.
And I just want to tell chicks, here's the deal. This is my thing too about the religion and the Bible and things of that nature. And people have asked me, they ask me what I believe. I don't necessarily believe anything. What I know is that I am here, and it took a lot of things to fall into place. Could have just been by chance. Could have been by chance. And because it's me, I may want to feel like, oh, you know what? It was divine. Probably not divine. It's just the right people fucking at the right time, and the shit matched up, and bang, here I am, and you're welcome. But I think that when I look at religion, you have to, for me, it's like those old projectors that you had in school, if you're as old as I am, where you had the machine with the arm on it and it had the light, and the light showed down, and it was all on a screen. And so you would just take, if you had like charts, you would lay stuff over
That's
the top of
That's how we trace
thing.
Drawings.
Right, pretty much, and pretend you can draw, yeah.
Right.
Well, if you have that projector, basically for me with religion, let's say religion is the first screen that you lay down. The next screen that I'm laying down over that is history. History.
Well, I mean, that's what religion is. I mean,
no,
overall.
No. When I say history, I mean in terms of, okay, you know what? Like people had this conversation about tithing. In the Bible, when they tithe, They were not giving money.
No.
They were giving food.
Right.
Because the people who were teaching the word of God would go from place to place and they needed food.
Right.
That 10% was 10% of your crop, of what you raised. So now when you start talking, this show has gone off the goddamn rails. Damn it. So anyway, so now when people start, first of all, church is a fucking hustle.
Right.
Everybody's feelings are going to be hurt, I'm sure. I have an uncle who's a pastor, so it's a hustle.
It is.
I believe, and I will say this because I believe my uncle is one of those people who he is very sincere in his beliefs. He is a good person, and he does good things. My uncle also loves Bruno Mars, so I love him because I think he's very normal. I will say this. When you go to a church, I went to a funeral a couple weeks ago at a church, and they had a whole big wall that was dedicated to the it was a debt-free wall. And it had a list of people and what they donated to make the church debt-free. How about this? First of all, get my fucking name off that wall, because if I gave you $10, I don't want everybody else to know I gave you $10. Maybe I owe somebody else in this church $10,
right,
and I don't need them to know I didn't pay them and I gave you the money. Secondly, if you are not debt-free, and you are giving money to make your church debt free, you are crazy. That is the biggest hustle in the world. And from a political standpoint, they need to pay taxes.
That too.
But they need to pay taxes.
I mean, but if you take it if you take it back to, you know, the days when Jesus Christ was on this earth, they didn't have a building. So who's to say that you have to go into a building?
It is a hustle, and you don't. And I don't know why people feel like also that they have to determine what God's will is. If God is what you say God is, how could your puny brain ever determine what God's will is? You shouldn't be able to fathom it. Now, I don't think God is that complicated. I think basically the universe is what the universe is, and I also don't pretend to know the story of how we got here, because that's what religion does. It answers the unanswerable. How did we get here? Is it a psychological crutch in a time of need? Woe is me, I'm going through some shit and I can't handle this by myself. Dear Lord, are you there? And it keeps social order. Now, I'm going to be done with that, because I'm sure I have shamed my mother beyond belief with this conversation. because I was raised in the church. But yeah, when you know better, you do better. So this is what we are going to do. Are you going to get closer so you can talk about whatever we're getting ready to talk about?
Yes, ma'am. I don't
mind. Let me turn this up. We were sort of going to talk about stripper stuff again today, kind of, but we had a couple other things going on, too. So introduce yourself, ma'am.
Hi, y'all. I'm Destiny. Me and Bree know each other. We work together. She does my makeup because she's my favorite makeup artist.
In the whole wide world.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And you are Big Sir.
I'm not Luigi. Destiny's sister. Hit a support.
Destiny's sister.
Brother. I'm
like, oh, okay.
I know.
I didn't know when did you have the sex change.
Thanks.
Because what in the world? Yeah. I got you. I'm there. Ain't no question about it. I don't think a girl can turn into a boy and look like you.
You know what?
She would have to be a big girl.
She would.
She would have to be a big girl from the beginning. Yes. She would have to be a large Marge. And that's from Pee Wee Herman. I don't know if you've ever seen that large Marge from Pee Wee Herman.
Went off because he was masturbating in public in the movie
theater. I meant the movie Pee Wee Herman, but yes, he did do that, but y'all not going to bother me about Mr. Rubin and his personal shit.
Lord.
He wasn't in no kid theater masturbating. Everybody else in there was masturbating too, so I don't, whatever. Everybody, if you don't know what goes on in those theaters, that's what happens. People do stuff.
I didn't know. I was like, what kind of theater was he going to?
He was in an adult theater.
Oh.
He was in an adult theater,
so
I believe.
So no wonder he was.
Yeah, that's why he was doing that. He wasn't doing it like, he didn't go see like the Lego movie and
that's
was jacking off.
That's what I was about to say. I'm like, wait, it's okay for people to just be jacking off in movie theaters?
No.
I thought it was the actual regular movie theater.
We just had to make that clear because I wasn't sure.
I'm not respecting people then. He's normal.
Right.
That's normal.
Yes. Okay. He's fine. See, now we can't see you though. This is a problem for me.
Here, you want to scoot down?
They can.
You sure? You want to stay out? Okay.
I'm
sliding in.
He's huge though, y'all.
He's huge.
Ooh, I'm sorry, because I hit your corn.
So listen. Oh, that's horrible. Dirty.
This is what we do all the time.
It's talking shit.
Is that the brother out here?
Yes.
Here?
Okay.
I'm there. This is the one that I don't think you're not ever really there when Courtney's there. But this is the one that Courtney, she asks about. And she's like,
what she want to know about you for?
She's always like,
she could do
hey,
so much better.
How is your brother? I'm like, who?
Because
if I do start talking about my brother, she says this. The cute one? I said,
one of these days I'm gonna be cute for real.
She got a dude.
She do. She married.
I know. We know that.
Whatever. Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah,
we're not gonna go down that road.
We're not gonna gossip.
Right. right.
Tonight.
Yeah, they cool. They cool. I don't have a problem with that at all. Mm. I don't have a problem with it at all. However, come on, tell me what you was gonna tell me.
Oh, okay, so me and my brother, we have a production company, KS Productions, and next month on the 17th. We have a ball that I'm putting together for entertainers. It's called the Madam's Ball. It's a spinoff of the Player's Ball. You know, they have a ball for pimps. Like, you know, why can't we have one?
I'm gonna be a madam.
You should.
You could have that mystique. You'd be a successful and you have that diamond. That. Yeah.
But I'm gonna get a big house with like 10 bedrooms in it, and I just want 60-40. That is it.
That's a good split.
Yeah, that is 60-40 because yeah. You don't have to stay in my place because I don't really want you to have to be there. I don't want to have to babysit you. I'm not gonna hit you. I'm not gonna get you mad. I'm not gonna keep you from your mom and them
or your babies.
Right, none of that.
We want you to see
none
your babies.
None of that. I'm not going to do any of those things. I'm
That's
telling
a good
you.
Madam, man.
That right. is.
Take care of your girls. Make sure they
right.
got everything they need.
Because if you're the chick that need a dude to beat you up to make you, I'm not violent like that.
Dysfunctional.
Yeah, right. I can't do that.
Emotionally right. dysfunctional.
But our the reason why we're having this ball is to create women empowerment. You know, awareness for girls who work in the industry.
Don't nobody like no strippers. Don't everybody, nobody like nobody that takes
strippers are the greatest
off.
Thing ever to grace the planet.
No, that's because you maybe have good sense. But you know, people don't like women who are comfortable with themselves.
Their sexuality.
Yeah, right.
Because of course.
Then, okay, well, you can't really tell them what to do, and they'll be that chick that'll show up and be like, okay, or do what you do, and then go on about your business and quit calling right. like I'm your girlfriend because I'm not. Or when you come over, you got to get on out of here before the sun come up. Get on out of here. Get on.
You are so sweet.
And listen, don't get me wrong, because I don't have a problem hanging out and being out in public with people. But.
Oh, no.
Sometimes you just have
understand.
Needs that need to be met. You got itches that need to be scratched, and you can't reach them.
That's very true.
With your plug in stuff. What were you saying?
That's true. I'm not going to play with you. But, I mean, the ball is really just awareness to girls who work in the industry like myself.
Who are normal.
Mm-hmm.
Who don't have daddy issues.
Mm-hmm. That, but not just that, but it's, you know, we get this stigma of, okay, well, you're a dancer, so, you know, you're probably a whore or a prostitute.
Mm-hmm. Not and, very smart.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, you have no intellectual conversation whatsoever.
Somebody touched you when you were a kid. That's why you're doing this.
Right. And, you know, they think there's nothing else behind us besides this lifestyle of living in the nightlife, sleeping with everybody we come across, you know, in the club, and... It's something that I want to bring to people's awareness of I'm normal just like everybody else. I do things just like everybody else does. You know, I have a child. I'm a mother myself. You know, and behind being a dancer, I'm also a businesswoman.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, because of the state of men like for women to be compromised.
Of
they
course.
Do.
They like for women to be compromised because then they don't have to do as much, mm-hmm. which again, going back to my conversation about black men and black women.
Manipulation.
Right. It's easier to, you can't talk crazy to me mm-hmm. because A, I'll be 50 next week, and then B, I don't have any children. Right. I don't want none of y'all last names. I have not born any of your children. So what
and
the fuck
we
are you talking
about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Of course.
I might get married if I found somebody too married, but at this point, I was going through a sperm bank to find a donor because I ain't got time to be messing with you and your mama and they crazy conversations.
And your whole family.
Right. I'm not interested in running your life. I need both hands on the steering wheel right. of my crazy ass. Like, I can't slow my car down and then reach over and help you drive yours too. Everybody's dead then.
Right, because at that point, I'm basically towing your car behind mine.
I ain't towing shit. I'm out.
Don't, because that's a crutch for a man.
Right,
he can't
I'm
be
out.
A man like that.
And then at some point, you got to think, too. I mean, you're going to get to a point where you got to halt. And then at that point, he hits you from the back. And you both fuck.
Everything's tore up.
And then y'all both. still fucked.
Right.
At that point.
And then he gonna go with the next chick that show
right.
up.
Yeah. Like, she stopped like, you need help?
Yeah. Yeah,
take
right.
him, baby. Take him.
And look, and then, but then the dude that stops and asks you gonna ask you for all kind of other shit
right.
because he sees that you are in a situation where you need yeah. help.
Where you enable people. Right.
Ugh, yeah. So, but they, yeah. for men, they really need sometimes for women to be compromised because it makes them, when they, I feel like this. When you ain't shit man, and before everybody start crying, get your panties in a bunch. It's some ain't shit man in this world, so
there's
don't
a
even
lot
try
of
it.
A lot of them.
But when you an ain't shit man, and you realize you know you ain't shit, and you pull a chick, you really don't like her because she likes you and you ain't shit.
That's right. true.
And you wonder why, if I'm not shit,
why is she
with me, even though her reasoning for being there is she sees the good
potential,
in you.
Yeah.
Right.
She sees that in you
right.
and she wants to help you, which again, I had that conversation. I've had this conversation with
because
people about potential. I'm too fucking old for potential. You ain't done what the hell you supposed to be doing by now. Don't be goddamn coming to me talking to me about potential because I'm not interested.
But that's the side of a woman that's nurturing, that wants to nurture.
We need to settle that side down a little bit. We gotta get that lady there under control because sometimes you got to.
You can't nurture a man that hasn't been nurtured by his mother the right way.
No, because if you do that, you're basically keeping your titty in his mouth. You're not helping him. You're enabling him, which his form of manipulation towards the woman is going to increase because now he piggybacking off of your weaknesses and he using them against you.
And I can't have you suck my titty dry.
Yeah, most.
I just
said
it's not worth
nothing
for some of us than others.
She got like 2 weeks man. Of sucking. I think I got like 2 hours.
I'm going to just look out the window.
Right. Focus on something else. Yeah. Focus on something else. Yeah, but I really do believe that. I think when I do believe that if you an ain't shit man, that basically when a woman likes you, you really question her because you realize she doesn't have her
always.
Own best interest at heart. And men are always, 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 always looking out for themselves. So
always.
When a woman won't do that, then they feel like they can take advantage, or a lot of them feel like they can take advantage. There are some men who just happen to be down on their luck, and they come across a
That's
woman
true.
Who is supportive, and then they kind of work that out. But
it's very rare to find
right.
that because because
yeah.
a lot of men who do, like, who you can come across that, you know, just happen to be down on their luck, a lot of times at that point in their life, they let that take over their life and become these ain't shit. Aspects.
Men is weak like that. Their emotional structuring, when they decide to balance back off of a fall,
right.
if they not stable within themselves, they have no foundation.
Right.
Even the woman that stand behind him can't push him forward because he don't believe in himself. At that point, you're basically dealing with every man walking around here. Of course, persona-wise, you're going to look at him and feel like, man, I got a suit, I got a job, and I'm stability. Well, stability in a financial situation don't translate to emotional.
Okay.
So it's still going to be a compromise when it comes down to if this guy can actually fit in there. That's the whole point in evenly yoked. If we can find a medium in there where I can communicate with you, you can communicate with me, and I'm real enough to accept you and your flaws, you accept me, we can grow. Shit, if you can tell me I'm full of shit and I can accept it,
well, that depends on what your flaws are.
Right.
It happens at different times in your life. Like when you're in your early 20s, that's when you look and realize and you talk about potential. If you continue to live and grow normally as you should, you then, and particularly as black women, because I will say this, when I was younger, I would always swear that I wouldn't date a white man. I was like, yeah, I ain't dating a white man.
A lot of white men win because what they bring to the table.
Absolutely.
They take care of home first.
Absolutely.
So their wife don't mind
but
if you got a home.
Right. Well, that's what's really, well, the truth. But that's what's really funny to me is when people say, when black men will say, well, white men cheat too, or white men lie too, or what? And I was like, that's your defense?
That's
not, I'm not this bad. I'm not this horrible of a person.
Right.
That's not your defense.
You're stupid.
Your defense is... He's as bad as I am.
Technically, he ain't. And this is what's messed
right.
up. That white man made sure the bills paid. She has a car. She has an allowance. And she got a credit card.
You got a girlfriend?
No, I'm single.
I'm going to need you to get a girlfriend because somebody need to give you a blowjob for what you
I haven't had good
now.
Head in years.
Look, you understand. This
I do.
Is
you
what
need
I keep
I
talking
do.
About. No. This is what I have to deal with. You don't
yeah,
understand.
You
Every
girlfriend.
Time we go out of town, I'm seriously, when men come up to us because everybody thinks, you know,
we
when
together.
You look at us, they're like, oh, y'all are a cute couple. I'm like, no, that's my brother.
Right.
And they're like, oh, okay.
You need to just get a shirt with an arrow on it.
Right.
And say, that's my brother.
That'd be cool.
I got to get one in like every color so I can make
right.
sure I have one every time. Cause we're
or a sign.
Right.
It's
well, you know, and I tell people, and every time a guy approaches me to talk to me, and, you know, I make it clear that this here is my brother, they're like, oh, well, you know, I'm like, look, I'm trying to look for pussy to give to him. But I swear to you, this is so, I'm not joking. I keep looking for the right pussy to give to him. Because I'm like, no, because if I can smell bullshit off of you, don't even say hi to my brother.
It gets old.
Yeah, I went celibate for that reason. Because you can have the greatest pussy in the world, but if you hollow on the inside, how the hell can I connect
right,
with you?
Right, but you know what? This, I'm not going to say anyone's name or their relationship to me, but I have been made to understand that crazy pussy is the best
pussy. It is the best pussy. It's sad, but because she's so dysfunctional, she's going to fuck your life away. Literally. When you find it, you're going to be like, if she put her mouth on you, you're going to thank the Almighty in the room with you. Because she has no logic there when it comes down to her emotional dysfunction. Her sexual innuendos are very real. You get in there with her you want to and think it's a game. You're going to grow up.
Yeah. It's real.
Yeah. I haven't had that luxurious experience I would like to, but the Lord keep telling me my time crazy. Coming. Yeah. Well, I have a crazy that I left alone.
Yeah.
The oral was good, but the intimacy lacked, you know. It really did. And that's because she was scared to be vulnerable. If I'm messing with you.
Listen. Well, first of all, yeah. So anyway, back to this, because I'm not getting into all that. All right, people listen to this sometimes, it'll come out eventually, whatever. But, yes, there's a difference, and I need, like I said, when I was younger, I would say I would never date a white guy. Then I ran across a white dude, and the thing was, and I would purposely avoid them. But what happened is I was in a situation where I was working, and this person, I was doing makeup, but this person was a boss.
Well, that makes sense given your persona.
Right, on a project that I was working on. And what really fucked me up, and I knew it was a problem, not so much the nature of it, but I knew it was a problem because when the person came around the corner and saw me, they broke stride walking.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, God damn it all to hell.
Yeah, when you break stride, it's serious. That basically means your energy is dominant.
It completely caught him off guard. Yeah. And I was like, I don't feel like this, because in my situation is I'm at work and I don't want this dude to hit on me, and then when I say I'm not interested, then he'd be like, okay, well, you're not coming back next week, because then I got to stab you.
For most white men, they won't do that. They enjoy the challenge.
Right, but which is very interesting, because it was very interesting, and so what happened is he came over and started talking to me, and it was 8 o'clock in the morning, so I was looking at him like, really, what the fuck? Because I don't do anything until
10.
I don't care.
If she don't respond.
She don't fuck with me till 10. Mm-hmm.
I don't want anything to do with you. And it's not even me being silly or funny. I just don't like it. And if I have to talk to you, then I'll go ahead and give one-word answers. And I think I maybe have like a caramel apple cider from Starbucks in my hand. So I'm like this. Looking at him like
angry.
I know. I was like, really? And he starts talking to me, and so I looked at him. I said, "You know what? I'm going to apologize right now because I'm not going to know your name next week. Wow. I'm not." And I knew I wasn't. And
for
me,
that honesty is a turn on.
Well, whatever. I sure told him, and I did not. But then the funny thing was, the next week I was not there 30 seconds before that joker came around the corner again and ran right up to me, and I was like, "Dude, white dude, come on, really."
Can't accept it.
Breathing room, what is with this full court press?
It's the mocha, man. He like, I just need a taste of
Listen,
it.
Listen, and I'm telling you, and this is what happened. What was really, what I found to be really interesting, because initially I showed no interest, and he told me later, he said, I could not tell if you were interested. Yeah.
Perfect for a white man. Perfect for most dominant males that are alphas.
Well, I sure, and I wasn't even doing it for that reason. I was just looking
Being
at him.
Being you.
But then my logic was, okay, you know what? He don't live in this state with me, so I can go ahead and try this out and see what the fuss is about these white folks and what's going on. That was my logic. But what really got me is a situation came up, and I don't want to say too much because it's people that listen to this that are involved with this, but a situation, and I'm not talking about it later on the phone with anybody, so if you figure it out, don't call me. Mm. So a situation came up, but what he did, which I found to be, it was a very aha moment for me. He said, how did that make you feel? Mm. And I stopped. Well, my first response was, well, you know, nobody wants to, you know, think that a person is lying to them, blah, blah, blah. And he stopped me. He said, Brianna, I did not lie to you. This is what the situation was. And I was privy to other information, so I knew it was the truth.
Okay.
So, and he had no idea that I knew this, but he's like, I did not lie to you. He said, I did not. He said, and I would never do that. And he said, how did that make you feel? Mm-hmm. And in that moment that he said that, I realized There are black men in my life who should have asked me that because they did some fucked off shit.
Yes.
They have never asked me that, never been concerned. Rarely have I been apologized to for the shit that has been done. And this dude, we weren't even a couple. He didn't have to ask me this, but he asked and got very quiet. Didn't press. He was waiting because he was very, very concerned about how I felt. He wanted to make sure I didn't feel like he had taken advantage or that he had lied or used me or whatever. And in that moment, I realized this is a completely different game.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a goddamn different game. I got to get the rule book.
You
got to
restructure yourself.
Right.
How was it, though?
But then, but here's the thing, though. When you, once you do that, wait a minute, how was what?
The experience.
What experience?
I'm not saying you had intimacy with him. I'm just saying. So how was that?
Mind-blowing.
Really?
Mind-blowing.
I hear they give great oral pleasure. They take pride in
that. Listen, I think I've said this before on the show, and I'm going to go ahead and say it again in case any of my people listen, any of my aunts, uncles, my mother, which I doubt that she is, I'm apologizing in advance. I'm a size whore.
Oh, okay.
I don't like little penises.
So does that matter, like, with a woman? Or is it just mental? Because you know that little elderly white lady who used to come on TV? She said that 3.5
Dr. Joyce.
I love her. She said 3.5 inches inside the vagina.
Oh, no. Not Dr. Joyce's brother.
You know who I'm talking about. She dead now.
The little German one.
Oh, I love her.
The little German one.
With the glasses.
Yeah, come on. I'll get her.
3.5 inches inside the vagina, the nerve ending stop. So she said technically you only need a 4 to 5 inch penis to fill you. She said with.
She's a goddamn liar.
So she lied?
She I don't know who the fuck she. No.
Maybe that's a white vagina.
Maybe she was talking about Asian women.
It might be her.
It depends, though.
Maybe it was Asian women.
Right.
You know what?
Because physically they are smaller, and I'm not being nasty, but because they are physically smaller. No, because you know people go, you're talking about Asian women. Come on,
they
are little.
Anatomy-wise.
Black women are bigger than Asian men. Yeah. So, I mean, seriously, and they have the smallest penises.
In the world,
men,
I seen
because they are just
it was porn. You know,
I was like, wow,
you got a thick dick in the porn.
Nah, man, this blew my mind.
Okay, and again, literally. This conversation has completely turned left. This is not what this is supposed to be, but we good. We going where the universe has sent us. That's
can't
horrible.
Make this up. The smallest penis.
Now I'm gonna have to go look.
You have to Google the smallest penis and watch how many videos pull up with dudes over in there going crazy. I was like, I called my mama.
That's you a mama.
We talk about every day. That's okay. My baby. Mama, have you ever had the experience
of
a
really
small
do.
Penis?
It is
son,
crazy.
No. Your daddy was the truth. That's exactly what she said.
I have.
Was it?
It was terrible.
Oh, damn.
It was an African dude. It was like 25 years ago or more.
Yes, that's
what
African?
You know, it was terrible.
Oh, no.
Listen, here's the crazy thing. He had the nerve to say, is it in? Hey, you know what? This session is over.
Look, the fact that you had to ask me is a problem.
And then we start talking about it later on, and he said, whatever, well, in my country, you know, sex, this, and this. And I listened to him, and I really was listening, and I was trying.
That's the bullshit.
And then I said, he was like, yeah, in my country, you know, blah, 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 whatever. I said, well, listen, in America, we fuck for recreation, so you got to get this together.
That's manipulation. That's why they circumcise the women.
That's what I told him. I go, that's why you guys chop your women up,
because
you ain't no good in bed. Well, no, with sex. I go, who the fuck wants vanilla ice cream all the time?
Nobody.
Yeah, no. We're going to have a grown-up session about fucking on this show, because I'm telling you.
You should, because I didn't realize size was that important.
Yes.
Really?
Listen, let me tell you something. I was having sex with a guy for everybody, and it's so funny. Shut up.
You can't talk. She is a nigga. Literally a man in a woman's body.
She knows. I know.
Oh, okay.
I know. She knows just as much as you know.
Right. I know all of this stuff.
Yes.
We talk. So, I'm the mother, sister,
this
friend.
This is mama. Right. This is Nana.
I'm the mother, sister. Yeah,
everything.
They call me Nana at work. So,
to make fun of her.
You know how sometimes you have
Nana is scrumptious.
So, you know how you're having sex, and again, I'm a size whore. So, I'm in this situation, if you will. And so, my friend gets like excited, kind of goes in, whatever. So, I was like, hey, wait a minute, hold on a second. And I go, slow down. And he goes, what? And I go, like, push in really slow. You know what he does? I go, do you feel that? He goes, yes. I go, that is my fucking cervix. Don't feel it again. Give this a minute to make room for you.
Oh,
so
adjust,
right now,
yeah.
It's an efficiency. We need to move into like a one-bedroom.
One-bedroom, two-bath.
Right, that's something.
Oh, my God.
I just need a little more
I need a guest bathroom in it.
Right. I just need a little more space.
Is it uncomfortable like that?
You don't want to, for
no,
me,
because
you don't
at
hit
that point,
the cervix,
right.
But once
it
you,
feels uncomfortable. It's not,
the cervix
it's not
the
a good
thing
feeling.
That's pressing
it just,
up against you.
It's that,
it
no,
feels like a.
You go, there's your vagina, Then there's the cert. Well, your labia, your lips on the outside.
Uh-huh.
There is your vagina,
uh-huh.
which is where the penis goes. Uh-huh. The G-spot is in there.
Okay.
The G-spot is
reverse
here.
Behind the clitoris.
Yeah, it's right here. Yeah.
Okay. And then past that, there is the cervix and then the uterus.
So what is it you pushing through that pops sometimes?
That's your hymen if they haven't had sex.
Well, if you're sexually active and it's popping, is something wrong?
What the hell is you doing?
I'm sitting. I thought it was a cervix because I was instructed you sit your penis in the vagina and allow it time to adjust. So once it adjusts,
does it go in there if it's not hard? This conversation, I swear to God.
Yes and no. Yes and no. I could put it to you like that. So I'm asking, what is the popping thing that's going on in a vagina when you in there?
Has this happened with you with more than one woman?
Yes. Like when you go in.
Your dick is broke.
Yeah. Don't. Okay.
What is popping?
The woman. Like, okay. Say
like you, making a popping sound?
Yes,
or
you
do
can
you
feel
it.
It
separating?
You can feel it. Like,
No.
That's just her opening.
The skin. It's this. It's like this. And when you go into it, it opens it. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because you got like we talked about.
It's like this. Uh-huh. So when you come in here, you're moving it, and it's opening to accommodate you.
So when you fully erect, that's the cervix you're sitting on. If you can't go nowhere
else.
If you feel it on
the head of your
penis.
Yeah, because it's uncomfortable for the woman if you move the wrong way on it. So that's the cervix.
Look, because at that point, it's just you're going in and out. It's not. Yeah. It's
that motion don't work for women. That's a whack motion.
But that's what I'm saying.
Because the uterus is tilted.
Yeah, but if you hit the cervix, you just...
Yeah, the cervix is not, it's not sexual. There's nothing sexy about hitting a cervix. Nothing at all. That's just the gateway.
That's when you see it
to the
girl
area.
Like,
right,
moving
that's what
adjust.
She's doing.
Where she's like,
what the hell wrong with you, nigga?
Where guys think she's running and it's
really uncomfortable. Yeah. So you're not running.
No.
It's uncomfortable.
And sometimes you will run if it's intense.
Right.
It can be intense and you move. Because I'm that person. If it's like super intense, you better hold on to me because I'm gone.
Damn.
Yeah, it just is. But yeah. So yes, size matters. We just said all that to say size matters. And here's the thing, though. If you are a dude and you are not well endowed, I need to have a show about sex now, goddamn.
You should.
If you are a dude and you are not well endowed, you don't necessarily have to be because not every woman is a size whore. Some women like smaller penises. And sometimes you just need to be able to, you figure out what works for you. Because for me, I don't care to be on top. I like doggy style. That is
that
it for
sense.
Me. I mean,
high five. We right there.
Right. Yeah.
So does that mean, you know, is you can feel it better or you just don't give a damn to see him?
No. Well, it could be both. Who knows?
Right. But it does feel better.
Yes. Huh. And it's complete access. But also, my uterus is tipped a little bit. So there's a percentage of the female population where their uterus,
yeah.
their vagina,
and it
rather
feels
untipped.
Better that way because then when they're going in,
it
goes
also feels
up,
better for me
down.
If my bladder is full when I have sex.
Are you serious?
For a lot of women, they hate that feeling. It is so intense. The only way I can describe that is it feels like a tea kettle whistle sounds. Does that make sense?
The pressure building up.
That
because your bladder sit right there, so
and it intensifies.
The orgasm intensifies. You can squirt off.
That's
of that.
Not even. I would like to.
You've never squirted.
No, and I'm feeling really offended.
Poor creature.
50. What the hell is going on?
You know what, man?
Look, both
if you need my assistance, I will help you squirt. I will do that for you. I will sacrifice and take one for
brother.
The team.
I cannot. I cannot.
You know what? My sister would take that because it's you. It's
no,
you.
I would not.
It's you. She'd be like,
look,
who was that you told?
I know if I had been flirting with on my goddamn show.
Who was that I had the moment with at the other spot?
What spot?
What moment?
What?
Hell no.
Looked like she had big teeth. Did she have buck teeth?
Yeah.
Is she listening to the show? Sorry.
I don't think so, but who?
When we was at the other club.
Tell me her name
to,
and then I'll whisper.
I don't think he knows her name. That's why he's trying to explain to me.
And I may kiss you in the mouth. I'm done. Yeah,
okay,
I'm
done. Stop that but, kissing.
Hold on, but what?
I haven't kissed in years.
But I'm not gonna play with y'all at all.
She started
it.
Yeah. I know.
Who was her? Who?
But what are you talking about?
The birthday party.
A birthday party?
That we went to.
We went to a birthday party.
With a coworker.
With my coworker?
Yeah.
A birthday party.
With Keith.
What the hell?
Because I don't know.
Do you remember I told you about this girl?
No, tell me the name.
You do know her.
No, I'm
big booty.
Tell me the name.
I didn't do this. I was attacked.
Yes,
y'all ain't right.
Hey, no. She pulled her whole titty and put it in his mouth in the club. Look, in the VIP section,
like,
and we sit next. Look, our VIP section is next to the bunch of cowboys.
They could be listening, and I'm not going to be a party to this bullshit. I'm not going to.
Thank you.
They could be listening.
That's why I wasn't saying that. Right, I don't know her name.
They could be listening, and I'm not dealing technically. With this. So I'm just going to act like that didn't happen and get back to yes.
Look, well, they can't see him.
I don't care, but then they're going to want to talk to me about this bullshit, and I'm not talking about it. So, yes, the first experience was luxurious. It was luxurious, like Cat Williams says his hair is, except for when it gets sweaty.
Be true, the perm get bad.
And when nobody he got beat up,
like he did get beat up
by a little kid,
by a 17-year-old.
Was that like part of it? You think to create a bigger buzz with the ignorance?
What?
You know how people use negative stuff to catapult stuff too. So whatever press it is, whether it's positive or negative.
What are we talking about?
Cat Williams getting beat up by the kid.
I'm talking about sex with the white man. Okay, go ahead. I'm with you now.
But you know what? That's more important. Let's go back to the sex with the white man. For black women and other nationalities who may have slept with white men, what would you offer advice to ones who haven't slept with a white man?
Girl, come on, ride a train.
So you wrong?
Ride a train.
You got on top.
Way deep down south.
You don't have to get on top.
I'm just singing a song telling them to come on board. I'm not saying.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, I'm just saying don't come let on him. Board. I'm not
was
saying.
It better than being with black men?
Well, let me tell you this. It's not so much that it was better than most, because he's probably top three.
Go Caucasians.
Top three.
Don't do that.
Top three?
Well, first of all, you act like I fucked a whole bunch of people. Maybe I've only slept with like four people. That's not the case.
I was going to say, I wouldn't believe it.
I'm like,
But my mama wowed, so.
I'm 50. It's greater than 10. We'll go that. It's more than 10.
She
says 500.
It's pretty good.
She said it's more than my hands, but. Right. Less than everyone's hands.
More than 10, less than 500.
Can a vagina, since it's a muscle, actually be blew out? So when dudes are making that reference, you gotta.
No.
So that's impossible, right?
That's stupid.
Because it contracts.
It's a muscle.
The only thing muscles can do is tear.
Listen.
Yeah, true.
All you gotta do is a Kegel or Kegel exercise. That's it. I'm doing it right now.
I can't look at you. I'm not even going to be talking to you. Oh my God.
Right now.
This is why I keep telling people. And we had this conversation in the car. I forgot why we had this conversation in the car. About
why are you sweating?
I'm detoxing.
It's like that.
I'm on a fast. Hey, so, your energy, I'm through the
roof. People don't understand. A lot of men don't understand the vagina is a muscle. Mm. And, you know, a lot of men like to say, especially black men, like to, you know, tell girls that have loose pussy. And
that's just an insult. That's right. That's just to degrade the woman into.
Right.
They think the woman's virtue is her, how she looks, her hair, her body, her whatever.
Well, that's everybody. But you
she
know,
ain't got no loose pussy. You got a little dick. Let's spin that.
You have a little penis,
sir.
Sir.
Look, I don't want to be disrespectful. Trying to carry that Mattel on around the corner.
How did the Caucasian male deal with your dominance, like how you are, in your face?
I'm not like that.
Seriously?
And not so much that I'm not like I didn't necessarily. Well, let me say this, because it doesn't have anything to do with him. Anytime I am around any man who is an alpha, I become a beta.
Word.
Right away.
Makes sense.
Right away. If you are not, if you are,
I love you for saying that out loud.
Right. If you are a dude and you are not an alpha,
yes, ma'am.
Then I'm the alpha. Because that's just what I am by nature. It is not, like people go, oh, well, you just da-da-da-da. No, I was like this when I was a kid. It's really not anything that I've done. I don't wake up and say, hey, you know what, I think I'm going to go kick some dude's asses today on Facebook. No, it's just who I am, and I have always been this way. So for me, the way that it works out is when I am around a man who is an alpha, I am automatically a beta. I don't have to fight you because this motherfucker will punch you.
Kill your ass.
If it comes to it.
Oh, no, no,
and,
no.
And yeah, and just, like, seriously.
You just helped out some women who don't respect their man and don't know why.
Right. And it's not anything that you, it's not like, oh, well, if you're telling your dude, you're a punk anyway. Well, first of all, I'm not sure why you fucking him. Because if I'm going to call you names, I can't
you're
fuck
fucking
you.
Punks.
Right, I can't. You, pussy is a reward for a job well done. You are not employed at Brit Enterprises.
If you're calling your man a bitch.
Yeah, I don't name call. Respect for him. Right. One, I don't name call. I don't do any of those things with men that if I'm actually dating. Even if I, even if we just have a very casual relationship, and let's say, which I don't tend to do, but if we, if it's a casual relationship and we're sleeping together, if I think enough of you to fuck you,
yes, ma'am,
I am not going to be nasty and call you names, because what does that say about me?
So you just killed the stereotype about all black women being bitches and not willing to submit to their spouse or interact with them from a respectful level.
And it's not even, for me, it's not even a submission thing. It's not like that, because it happens automatically for me. I dated a guy, and it was really funny, and I may have told this story on the air, but we were out one night. He was just the type of dude that he, I don't date men that are loud and crazy. I never have, because I'm sure they looking at me like, you are loud and crazy. Yeah, we can't. She's even so my brother is an alpha just like I am, and when he and I are together, one of us settles down. Like, I had a party when I was several years ago here, and my brother will come, and he will drink and tie one on, but because I was drinking champagne, he did not have a drink, maybe one, but he kept his eye on me. He watched me the whole time to make sure I was good. When I went to the bathroom, he sent his wife to the bathroom to make sure I was okay. We one of us will fall back. Like, if he were going to be the one drinking, then I'm the person that's going to sit back and watch and make sure everything is okay. Make sure he's not going to punch the shit out of somebody, because that's what's probably going to happen.
Right.
But for me, the guy that I was dating, we went out one night, and he likes to walk in front of me. And one of my girlfriends was like, I don't know why he does that. He's just looking at other women and blah, blah, blah. Well, first of all, I don't give two shits about him looking at other women, because I'm probably looking at chicks and I'm not gay. But we would, people watch together. Beauty is beauty. Right. Look at people in general and comment and laugh and giggle or whatever. But we walked into some place. He opened up the door. I walked in. And it was a situation where you open a door, there's a small entryway, and then there's another door. He opened up the door. And I walked in, and the other door was open. I kept walking out of habit. He was holding my hand. He squeezed my hand. I froze. I stopped moving right away, and he walked around me. And we had had the conversation before, and when we talked about it, he said, do you know why I do that? He said, I don't know about other men. He goes, but do you know why I do that? And I said, why? He said, I need to see danger.
That's how it's supposed to
be. I need to see what is happening in front of you, so that if something is going on, I can protect you. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't disagreeing. I didn't have a problem with him doing it, but I did like the fact that he told me that.
Yeah.
Because as soon as he squeezed my hand, I stopped, because I understood what he was telling me. Let me get between you and anything that may be happening.
Yeah, because that's the male's role in the scenario. Even if you're walking, she's supposed to be on the inside, you on the outside.
Right. But that's one of the other things, too, with one of the reasons why I think that men systematically run women down.
I think
that men sit, there's a system, just like there's a system of white supremacy or racism. I think there's a system that men have put in place, and black men have mastered it, but they run their women down to the point where we are just damaged. We are so emotionally drained, and that way you don't ever have to do anything. One of the things that happened with me is at an early age, I dated dudes that were good dudes, or if they were bad, I never saw it.
Oh, manipulators to the max.
But I'm saying I never saw them. Yeah. So I assumed that, like, one dude I found out, like, later had cheated on me. I didn't know it at the time. And once I realized that he was, I was like, okay, you just taught me what to watch out for. Mm-hmm. But he did the things that he needed to do. My stuff, whatever needed to be taken care of, was taken care of.
So your radar never went off the entire time?
No. But I was also, like, 20, 21.
Okay.
So yeah, I was that makes really sense. Young.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's when I began, when I learned that men like younger women because they're dumb.
Yeah.
The difference for me, or inexperienced, but the difference for me was there's something in me that will not allow certain things to go on with
your
me.
Your spirit.
You can't do these certain things with me, and I can give two fucks. I will go, I don't care if I live with you, which I never have, but I don't care how that works. I will go sleep in a car to not be bothered with your ass. I will not give you what you want, which is dominance, to break me. You will never get it from me.
Yeah, that's not the way it's structured. Even the Lord say that. No woman's supposed to submit to a man who has no headship about himself.
But they don't know. A lot of times I think men are confused for different reasons. Some men don't lead because they don't know how. Some men don't lead because they don't want to, and they would rather just offer. On a scale of 1 to 10, if you can offer your woman a 10, they are offering her a 4. And
actually, a 2.
Right, but you may even get dudes who, if she should have a 10, they'll be like a 7. And then she's like, I want something different. And then the next 3 or 4 guys she meets will be a 4 or 5. And it'll keep going lower until she's like, well, fuck, ain't nothing out here. I guess I got to take this 4. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the beat down that comes with that. And I found, and I found like with the white guy, there was, once he asked me, once he said those six words to me, how did that make you feel? I knew I could never go back. That was a defining moment in my life. And I realized right then, you are forever changed. And whether you are with this dude or not, you can never go back to where you were.
It's a standard moment. It's knowing your worth.
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing I have dated black men who behaved a certain way with me. Mm-hmm. So I knew, first of all, I'm not for a lot of bullshit anyway. So that eliminated a whole bunch of people to begin with. This is the truth. And then I dated, you know, a couple men here and there.
Yeah.
And
97.5%.
Right. And then I dated a couple black men who did the things. Like one of my, a guy that I dated, he was like, hey, you know, give me the keys to your car. And I was like, where are you going? You got a perfectly good car out there. Why you need a car? The keys in my car.
I'm gonna clean it, baby. Yeah, it's cool.
He went and bought 4 new tires.
My boy.
And then when he came back, he goes, you owe me such and such and such and such. And I go, yeah, okay, I'll pay you later. And kept on walking. But he would do things like that. So I understood. I worked nights when I got off at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. If he was at my place, he would be standing in my doorway watching me park my car. He could tell you how long it took me to get home. He was in the door. He was watching me and would park my car. He watched me come across the street until or wherever I parked. He watched me until I got into my apartment. Exactly. So for me, once he did that, even though the relationship didn't work out, I then understood, okay, if you're not doing this, I can't be bothered with you because we didn't make it, and he was doing all this shit.
Right.
So if you're doing nothing,
and you're not even doing that, so you're not even here.
Right. So and then and also with the white guy, one of the things that happened is I have visited this dude, and you know we go hang out, we go do whatever it is that we're doing, and he's very comfortable. Like we've had a conversation at one point, and he was like, "Listen." He just called me one day and he could not hold it. He was bursting at the seams and it was so funny. He goes, I like you. I like you. I like your eyes. I like your nose. I like your chin. I like your cheekbones. I like your smile. I love your complexion. I like you.
That's important.
Right. And then I didn't have any reason to not go out with him.
Why didn't it work?
Because he lives in a different city.
I can understand that.
Lives in a different city. So, but what I realized is when I go to hang out, he's completely comfortable being with me as a black woman. Wherever we are, it's no big deal to him. I, on the other hand, am watching every peck within that joint.
You can't help it. It's like, a natural response.
Right.
I had that.
Yeah. Right.
What are you looking at?
Right.
What are you looking at?
Well, that's really going on because the black man is like, what in the fuck? What really in the fuck? He got one of ours, man. That's how they feel.
A good one.
You know. An amazing one.
But for me, the thing is that they don't care until you're not there. Because if I were there and they could, and again, not that all black men do this, but if I were there and they could suck the life out of me, they would take my life. Mm-hmm. They would take it and would not care and leave my dry husk laying along Harry Hines somewhere and go on to the next
real
shit.
Talk.
Yeah, they would do that. And I had to recognize as a woman at some point in my life, I had to determine, do you want to be happy or do you want to be loyal?
Oof.
And what happened, and for me, it happened when I was probably about 29, 30-ish.
For a woman, that's
like
about
29
right.
And 30 like 40, 35-ish.
She wake up, yeah.
Yeah, but what happened to me is I just stopped. I didn't date a lot of people to begin with, but I started dating less and less. And then that situation presented itself, and I was like.
Ooh, pause. You stopped dating, working on self, and then the situation opened up for you?
I wasn't even working on self. I just didn't want to be bothered.
You're like, fuck it, to yourself.
Yeah,
unto yourself.
Yeah.
And he came to you.
Yeah.
So most of the time, if you're not looking for something, it just come to you.
And I was completely disinterested in everything. I was like, okay, whatever. You know, if you want to have sex, you can have sex. That's not the problem. You know, it's not that at all. But I just, it literally was life changing for me. When he asked those six, when he said, ask me that question, how did that make you feel? Done.
Huh.
Done. That was it. And there was that the whole I just like you, that whole thing of I like your eyes, your nose, that thing, that was a bit of one, but the bigger one was how did that make you feel? And then I was like, you know what? Who are you gonna be loyal to? People that aren't loyal to you? And even if they are loyal, people who may not be equipped emotionally, mentally, spiritually to do what you need done. Because I am a firecracker, and I know I'm a powerhouse, and I know that I am. But I also, I recognize, which I knew before I could articulate it, I know what I have to offer someone.
Worth.
So if it's not something that you can appreciate, you ain't getting it.
Most of the time, they can't appreciate it.
I will take it to my goddamn grave.
You should. And most black men don't have appreciation for themselves, so they can't appreciate a black woman.
But here, I think here's the struggle for black women, because I love black men.
I know.
I love black men.
Me too.
But as a woman.
And y'all thought she didn't love y'all the way she go in.
I know.
No. I know.
Y'all just forced me out.
Misconception. Right.
But I realized, like with black women, you have to you have to decide, are you going to commit to trying to fix men that are broken or damaged?
No, because my mother's still doing it now, and she's not happy.
Right.
So
right.
Her husband turned out to be gay, you know. So, yeah, I know. She's going through the phone. She's like, son, he taking pictures of his booty, sending it to a man. Mama, he gay. You know? Yeah, he say, hey.
She's trying to figure out. She's like, trying to, why is he doing
before
this?
A black woman in that scenario, it was the first time I had to put a woman back together and to put your mama back together. That's a hard task. She called me crying. She said, hey, son. I said, well, mama, I told you when he asked me if I do good oral pleasure with them big old pink lips. Nobody say that to their wife, son. So he had just got out of the hospital. He had a heart stent in. The Lord said, don't put your hands on him. You're going to kill him. So I come in the house. I say, hey, mama. I just want to run this by you. Your old man gay. He just say, I look like I suck a good dick with these big pink lips. She said, well, maybe he was playing with you. It was
you
the first time
like
I saw
that.
Bullshit out my mama in a different way, because she masked what the truth was.
Because she didn't want
to
believe it.
At all. And she wanted to steal
and
it alive.
That's hurtful, because
yes.
Nobody wants to feel like I chose this. That's the trick. Nobody wants to feel like they chose it. That's the same thing that I say when you have women who, I believe, single mothers are targets for pedophiles.
They are.
Yes. They're the easiest target. And as soon as you say, oh, well, when your daughter comes to you and says, or your son, that, you know, James did whatever. No, he didn't. Why you say that? That defense mechanism is because, hey, you know what?
You
I chose
yeah.
him. I brought
that.
This
yeah.
monster into this
right.
household with my children.
And
so
you
that's,
trusted them with yours.
Yeah, that's yeah. the thing.
It's
there.
Disorienting, you know.
And also, and that's part of the thing with being a black woman and looking at black men. You want to fix them. You want to help them.
Yeah.
But you have to really assess the situation and determine what you are capable of doing, what you are capable of giving, how you want to be happy. If you want to be happy, what that happy looks like. You just have to, and you, I will say this too, and just for black women that are listening, for uplift, I when he and I, the first time that we were together, there was something there. It was not about him getting his.
Right. That's how they are. They please.
Don't get me wrong. He wanted his, yes. but he wanted his an hour later.
Well, that makes sense.
He was trying to be there, and just he was there, and I was like, okay.
And that probably took a lot for him to hold that. You don't understand how that work can be when you're dealing with somebody who know how to use their muscle.
He'll stop. He'll stop and get up. He don't even play. He ain't fucking around with me.
He said, I'm nothing to do.
He'll get up and go pace back and forth and then put it in the bed like a cat. And I'm like, what are you doing? Looking at me like, shut up talking to me. What?
Okay. That's that. I'm about to call you a bitch, but I'm not going to do that.
But you know what's really funny? We had that conversation. And you know, sometimes sexually you may like that.
Right.
I said that to him. He said, I would never call you that. I was like.
Right. No, I've
had that. Okay, right now.
What kind of
right.
magic
say
is
that.
This?
Right. Because I've had this conversation
this
too.
This is an ongoing thing in the community. The little baby be like, bitch.
Right. Some guys make a cereal in the morning.
What? Because some guys think that it's okay to refer to a woman as a bitch when you're saying like, oh, you a bad bitch. Look, if we're together.
And that's generational.
Right. If we're together wow. and you tell me, you be like, babe, you a bad bitch. That's disrespectful.
No.
Because I'm going to tell
please
you don't ever.
Have a bad girl. I'll take you a bad girl.
A bad woman.
But you know what I'm saying? They think it's okay. And I'll tell them, like, no, don't. I don't ever want to hear you call me a bitch unless you fucking me from the back. Like, I'm just.
I didn't want to hear that.
Well, that evidently is never going to happen with me and that individual.
Well, okay. But. Like I said, you know, it's one of hope those so. Things that you kind of like have to be like, hey, look, it's okay when we're doing this, but aside from that, don't ever say
but
that.
You know what? But sometimes you have to, like, he's just not calling. He doesn't like
right.
it. He feels like that's disrespectful, so I'm like, okay, I guess I got it.
I got a friend don't like oral pleasure. He said, you're not supposed to put your penis in a woman's mouth. He said, you urinate with it. I just thought he was weird as hell. I was like, get out.
He is.
My house. But some people like that. I had an ex didn't want me to do certain things to her either, so I had to respect her. I was like, you don't want head. And I like giving head. You don't want head. Right. She don't want head. So people are
did
weird.
Did she have a bad experience?
No, she it's just possible. Don't like saliva on her. She said when it mixed with her natural juices, it stinks.
She ain't gonna shower or nothing?
She didn't want you to lick on her breast. She didn't want you to lick on her.
Okay, I know. Yeah. I get that. That I understand. But that seems like that might be a problem.
That was disappointing and depressing is what it was.
Yeah, because what are you doing?
I realize you borrow traits from the people who raised you. So my mom liked projects, not just regular projects.
You gotta fix her.
Yeah, let's get a crackhead and bring him over to the house. And he ain't got teeth, so I'm going to give him teeth. And I'm going to get him a haircut. And look, baby, look what your mama did.
Look,
I looked at,
let's go get you a job.
I can't make this up either. Wrong. This really happened. Yeah.
So. I may buy you a meal every now and again, and I may get your hair cut or something. You ain't about to be no project. That's not going to happen. So. Yeah, but anyway, I found, and it's really disheartening for me to realize that some of the things that are going on with black men, they have no control over, and this dude has, to a degree, an advantage because he's a white dude.
Bullshit.
That's fine.
That's why I say that.
I'll go with that.
Black men going to run with the excuse factor. That's what they do. You're not a product of your environment. Let's be honest. If I go,
when people say
that's
that.
Bullshit.
I hate
you
when
come from the hood. Where you from?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a product of your environment? Because mm-hmm. even in a conversation now, when you get rowdy, I still tell there's a level of intelligence mm-hmm. there. Even when you put emphasis on certain words or you express a scenario, whether it's degrading or whether it's vulgar or whether it's sexually related, there's a content there that makes sense. So that lets mm-hmm. me know that this person is capable of rising above their environment.
People
so if a nigga tell you.
People
he
don't
want to
fight that at all.
He full of shit.
I hate that because you know what, and I'm sure he ain't listening. But you know, my baby's father is like that. He'll say, well, you know, this is how I grew up.
He's such garbage.
And he's white. And he's white.
Damn,
okay,
I ain't never
let's
even
just
met
get over
this mofo. And I cannot stand
right,
him.
Let's
he's
get
like
over
30
this
years old,
everybody
plus, and live with his parent. I don't know.
Right. And everybody assumes my daughter is black when they first meet me. They don't see a picture. Right. But he's white. But in the same sense, that's what he does. It's excuse after excuse. Like, well, you know, my parents didn't love me. They divorced. And then, you know, all I was left with.
You're not lovable. That's why they didn't love you. Just go ahead and kill yourself, sir. God.
The gun's under the cabinet.
Shots fired. I don't even like him. And I don't know. You know I don't like him.
Yeah, Nana don't like
every
him.
Every time I.
Nana don't like him.
I understand what that was about. I was just
that's
blown away.
That's a young
away.
Woman's decision.
Yeah.
I can live
we,
with that.
We
yeah, that's
talked,
a young,
we
woman,
did.
That's
we
a
did
young
have
woman's
this
decision.
Yeah.
And that's one of the
my
things
daughter
that
gonna
when
do the
I
same
talk
dumb
to people,
shit.
But you have to, she knows when we're at work, I talk to them and I tell them, well, yeah, you ain't going to like him in like 2 years or you're not going to like
right.
him or whatever. It's a young woman's decision, but that's why I also explain to young women, don't make a forever decision with a temporary dude.
Right.
Because
don't
usually
be tired.
The first 20 or 30 years, you got temporary niggas.
Right.
Well, see, and that's what I explain to everybody, especially when I talk to them about my baby's father. It's one of those things where I explain to people, look, I was young. We met when I was 19. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so I said, and believe me, there was a lot of still immaturity that was going on in me.
Absolutely.
In all 3 years.
Women don't generally become women. They don't even get to that point until they're about 28,
yeah.
right-ish.
When they sex drive, get ready to kick
right,
you in,
and
actually.
Then, and the thing is, from 18 or so, 17, 18 years old, up until you turn 28, 30, that's adult puberty.
Right.
That's where you go, all the shit you went through physically as a child through puberty, you then go through the mental and decision-making part of it as an adult.
Yeah.
It's adult puberty.
Alfred something theory. That's 21. You revert back to... When you turn 19 to 21, your subconscious reverts back to when you were 2 to 3 because them the most important years of your life. That's when your brain suck up the most information.
Because
so,
you're at a different place in your life and your development, and you are not, even if you are in your parents' house, you have a certain amount of, you have more freedom at this point than you've ever had. So now you're out here making decisions and you think you know what something is, so you act this way, then you figure out it's actually this.
So
but if you've
change.
Had a baby with that something,
right.
then you kind of stuck with it, and then you got to navigate life,
through
you know,
that.
With this mm-hmm. dude, this kid, this whatever. Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, most black men full of shit. Usually they think the more women you got, the better off you is. I lived with 6 women at one time. It was the worst experience of my life. sex was a job. Listen, you can't please one woman. Black, so everybody, it's impossible.
Just in case anybody's listening and you're a little concerned, he's black. He's black talking about y'all. So he on the inside giving up y'all secrets.
Talk. Well, this was an open.
I believe we'll have him back on.
Okay, wait a minute. Before, because we only have like a minute or so left. Go ahead and reiterate. Yeah.
Oh, the ball. Right. The ball. So we're having a ball. It's May 17th. I can't get the day right. It's a Wednesday night because it is for the girls who work in the industry. So
slow night.
Could you tell them what it is, though, about the woman empowerment?
It is. So it's called the Madam's Ball for a reason, because at a certain stage, when you get into working this industry, you learn the game. And you, to some extent, become a madam yourself, because you teach yourself how to do these things without a man. And, you know, the whole message in itself overall is to empower women. Because, you know, we're not just industry workers. We're not just dancers. We're not strippers. We're not just entertainers. We are women. We're mothers. We're business women. You know, we're everyday women who just walk around just as normal as anybody else. And judgment is the biggest thing overall that we get passed on by people who don't know anything about the nightlife.
That hope you are just nasty.
Right.
And we'll fuck them. We're done. Wednesday night, 6 to 8 p.m. on the B-side. I mean, whoops, theafterparty.com on the B-side, Bree TV. Share with your friends. Tell them to watch me on Facebook Live and share the page.